Is there a literature that states that devatas are supreme? So we have to understand that the Vedic scriptures are, you could call it, user-friendly spirituality. They offer, they don't offer just a 1-0 kind of spirituality. For example, if you consider, see, the our Vaishnava Acharyas explained that all the religions, they come from God. And they are different ways by which people can approach God. But there are some differences. For example, in Christianity, they consider Jesus is the only way. And if it doesn't surrender to Jesus, then one is going to go to hell. In Islam, they consider Muhammad is the seal of all prophets. He's the last prophet. There's no prophet after him. And that is, Muhammad is the only authentic way to Allah. So these religions, people can approach God through these religions also. But they present religion in a sort of digital logic, 1-0. Either you do this and you are elevated. If you don't do this, you are going to go to hell. In fact, some fanatical people will say, you're not only going to go to hell, we will help you get there. So, now, the Vedic scriptures do not offer this kind of program. They don't say that you have to have faith in this one particular representative, one particular path, and if you don't, you're going to go to hell. Rather than making like one steep cutoff point, the Vedic scriptures offer like a continuum. If you can't practice this, practice this. If you can't practice this, practice this. If you can't practice this, practice this. So now, as I said, the devatas are meant to be intermediate substitutes. Just like the minister is meant to be like an intermediate substitute for the king. Now, for people to worship the devatas, they have to have faith in devatas. So now, whatever is required for boosting that faith, that is given in the scriptures. That means, it is if you are glorifying a particular person. Say for example, there is India's number one cricket batsman. And there is India's number two cricket batsman. Now when you are talking about that number two cricket batsman is right now in front of you. At that time you say, yeah, he is the best Indian batsman except for him. Now when you are glorifying a particular person, you glorify him wholeheartedly. It's not that all the time you are speaking and you are always qualifying all that. The nature of glorification is, if we especially want people to be attracted, impressed by that person's achievement, then we don't tell, you know, the limitations of that person. At that time, we primarily focus on telling what are the positives of that person. So like that, for inspiring faith in the devatas, there are Puranas which talk about the glories of the devatas. And while talking about the glories of those devatas, they do talk in profusely glorificatory ways. If we see the overall program, the devatas are not called as Anant Koti Brahmanda Nayak. That is the title, which is only for Vishnu. Anant Koti Brahmanda Nayak means that one who is the creator of the unlimited number of universes. The point is that while glorifying the devatas within their jurisdiction, like for example, Lord Shiva is called as Vishwanath. And he is Vishwanath. He is the master of each universe. But the Vedic scriptures also tell us that there are many, many universes. And all these universes come from Vishnu. So Vishnu is Ananta Koti Brahmanda Nayak. So there are certain valid glorifications of the devatas. They are given in scriptures. But sometimes from those valid glorifications, there are certain followers of the devatas who extrapolate it. And they make those devatas into supreme. So the answer is in two parts. First is that the glorification of devatas when the Puranas do, they don't hold it back. It's not that when the Purana is about Shiva, that Purana is going to say, no, Shiva is not supreme. You remember that. It's not like that. When they are glorifying Shiva, they will glorify Shiva profusely. And there is in the Matsya Purana, there is a description that, in the Matsya Purana it is there, and this is also a description then the Linga Purana. Linga Purana is considered to be Shaivite Purana. So basically there are 18 Puranas. And in Matsya Purana it is said that there are 6 Puranas that are in Sattvaguna, 6 Puranas in Rajoguna, 6 Puranas in Tamoguna. In Tamoguna means what? These three modes of material nature, there are goodness, passion, ignorance. So people are of different levels of consciousness. And to encourage them on their spiritual journey, different prescriptions are given for different people. So people who are in goodness, they have a particular mentality. And for them, the worship of Vishnu is recommended. And Padma Puran, Vishnu Puran, Bhagavat Puran, all these are Puranas for the people in the mode of goodness. There are people in Rajoguna, there are people similarly in Tamoguna. And the scriptures don't say that because you are in Tamoguna, you get lost. Even Tamoguna, you can also be elevated. So people who are tamasic, they are dirty, disorganized. You tell them, you know, God, he puts ashes on his body. And he carries a snake around his head. And he lives in crematorium. Hey, wow. Fascinating conception of God. And they become attracted by that. So by that, they are elevated from where they are. So the overall plan is, in the Shiva Puran itself, in the Linga Puran, in the Linga Puran, as well in the Skanda Puran, Lord Shiva tells Kartikeya that if there is a conflict between the Sattvaguni Puranas and the Sattvic Puranas and Tamasic Puranas, if there is a conflict between the two, then the Sattvic Puranas should be considered as a higher authority. So, there is, within their jurisdiction, there is profuse glorification of Devatas done. But if someone starts glorifying the Devatas as supreme, then we should know that we should not rely on the Tamasic Puranas, we should rely on the Sattvic Puranas and get the conclusive understanding. Okay? So, thank you very much. Prabhupada.